girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons at a time.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎光临广播学口语。这么长时间以来，我们已经学习了那么多的好句子，你掌握的怎么样了呢？今天又有两个新的句子给你，一个是 Don't be so hard on me， 以及 I'm out of shape。 好的，首先来看第一个句子，Don't be so hard on me. Hard 原意为坚强，那这里指人心肠好硬，对人比较苛刻，所以 be hard on somebody 就是对某人要求严格苛刻。 Andy 小的时候可是个大马虎虫，这个毛病到现在都改不掉。有一次 Andy 因为马虎数学考了99分，妈妈看了卷子便批评了 Andy， 可是这个成绩可是令大家都羡慕的呀。Don't be so hard on me, I shouted. I've tried my best. There is only one point lost. 别那么苛刻，我大喊，我已经尽力了，只不过丢了一分而已。现在知道妈妈的良苦用心了。但是在现实生活当中，做什么事情都是不能马虎的。Andy 刚进公司的时候，听一位同事说 ,The boss is a serious man. He's hard on everyone about the work, but after work, he's a man down to the earth.老板是个很认真的人，在工作上他对每个人要求都很严格，但是工作之后他很平易近人，这才是个好老板。好的，来看第二个句子， I'm out of shape. Shape 为形状，out of shape 本意为变形，如果说是 I'm out of shape， 可不是说 Andy 变形了， Andy 可不是变形金刚啊。实际上这句话是在说我的身体不好。这个句子你可以用它的原意，比如 The children have been playing with my hat. They have knocked it out of shape. 孩子们一直在玩我的帽子，把它弄得不成样子了。不过如果你用它的另外一个意思，会给你的口语增添很多色彩。下面是两个朋友之间的寒暄，注意听。 Hey Andy, how are you doing? 喂 Andy, 你过得怎么样了？ Not so good, I'm out of shape recently. 不怎么好，我最近身体状况不太好。 What? What's the matter? Go and see the doctor. 什么？怎么了？快去看医生吧。听完这个对话之后，是不是两个句子都已经清楚了呢？好的，朋友们，今天的节目马上就要结束了，最后再把两个句子都奉献给你。 Don't be so hard on others 以及Hope you will never get out of shape. 好的，本期节目到此结束， See you next time.
Pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons.